Hey y'all, welcome to Black Pod Collective, the podcast where we teach podcasters how to podcast. Yeah, you heard that right. We teach aspiring and current podcasters how to start, grow, and sustain their platforms. So let's see what today's host has to share. Hey guys, it's Anna, founder of Black Pod Collective, and I'm coming to you guys with another 5 Minute Wednesday. We're talking about podcast segments. Oftentimes, I see a lot of people have segments such as their intro, their content, and then their outro, and that's usually it. When in actuality, there's a much more diverse range of segments that you can have that can help keep your listeners engaged, help you grow your audience, and just overall give your show that pizzazz. So let's go ahead and dive on in. Option number one would be utilizing listener messages or comments. So for example, if you're able to get your listeners, whether it's one or two that you're able to find, willing to come to your website or leave a Google Voice message of their experience or their thoughts on a particular episode, or something that's a little easier as you post something that gets a lot of engagement on social media, you can then utilize that and turn it into a segment. How you do this is by utilizing that information and reading it on the show. And keep in mind, every segment does not have to be in every single episode. You can switch it up from episode to episode. Option number two would be having like a hot topics. This could be like happy hour, whatever that looks like. You can actually turn this into content that's based off of current culture, current events. If you have a new segment, if you have just, you know, something hot topics in your own life, because if your podcast is personal to your experiences, you want to make sure that you're infusing that into each episode. I think this works really well, especially for those who interview people, because what tends to happen is you focus the whole episode on the interview and your audience never really gets to know your personal experiences or story as to why you thought this was important for them to hear from you. So you can infuse this into an interview by having it in the beginning or even at the end to talk about your experience and why you brought this episode to life. Option number three, it could be a book review or a song review. With book reviews, you can even have the author on or have the author read a little excerpt or you read an excerpt from it. And this can work really well because it gives your audience something else for them to kind of tune into. And if you have like an affiliate link or anything of that nature, you can plug all of that in there. Now, keep in mind, each one of these are based off of what your podcast is about. So you want to make sure you're looking at what's relevant for your audience. If you have a society and culture podcast that's, you know, banter, laughter, those type of things, that's really super relaxed, a hot topics or happy hour segment could work really well. It's really up to you. There's really no art to it as to like how you go about this. You can change this up based off of what your audience tells you that they like. I always tell people, podcasting is trial and error. There is no science to it. All you can really do is try out different elements to see what works for your audience. One of the things that I've seen that works the most is where if you have long form content, which is anything to me over 25 minutes, you breaking it up into segments. This allows for you to partition things off and kind of gives your audience something to look forward to, something that kind of breaks up the monotony of conversation that can sometimes happen as we get, you know, caught up in the flow. Prime example, Black Pod Collective, the podcast, when we were having our regular seasons, we would have a, you know, mistakes that people made. Then we break into the actual advice and then we go into the questions. That's intentional. Those are different segments. There's a oh no segment, then there's the content, then there's the questions. Three different segments, but we still have our intro and our outro, which are segments as well. So quickly recap some of the segments that you can incorporate outside of your intro content and your outro would be your listener messages or reading comments from a post that you've had on social media. Option number two would be a hot topics or happy hour segment, which is really where you're just kind of going over what's going on in society, the news, pop culture, or whatever your niche is, like pulling out some of the things that have happened in the previous week. Option number three would be a book or song review. Now, keep in mind with those with copyright issues, you want to make sure you're not like playing music on your podcast. That's not royalty free, but you could even do something like an indie artist type situation and see what's on your radar. That way you're also giving indie artists an opportunity and you may even get to a point where they start submitting things to you. Hope you found this information helpful. And if there's anything else that you would like for myself or anyone else on the Black Pod Collective team to cover, feel free to shoot us an email at hello@blackpodcollective.com. Once again, that's hello@blkpodcollective.com. Until next week, have a good one. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Black Pod Collective, the podcast, a how-to podcast for podcasters. If you like what you heard today, make sure you subscribe, share, and leave a review. We look forward to welcoming you to the collective.